IG. We're like totally live.
What's up, you guys? Can we just get a little bit of a round of applause for me actually following through with episode 2? I mean, I normally do follow through with at least the second, third, and maybe first 2 months of podcasting, but listen, I just feel like me making that statement really plays into today's topic, which is setting goals and achieving them. It's a new year. We all know when we talk about like New Year's resolutions, and there are some things I really want to cover. So I want to talk about what that means to me, setting goals and achieving them, what that looks like for me, routines and how to handle breaking them, my goals, financial and physically, as well as creating a routine and what my routine looks like. Something that I stopped doing years ago was having resolutions, because I feel like a lot of people also fall into this category. I would set New Year's resolutions and I would never follow through with them. Like, I would feel like this gusto in the beginning, and then like I'd be like, okay, I'm over this, like real quick. And I had to figure out why I was over it. And I've realized that I have always been really, really, really big on being a perfectionist. And when you are a perfectionist, at least for me, it makes it so incredibly hard to maintain consistency. And in order to be able to achieve your goals, you have to be consistent. So basically, for me, like, let's say I set out a routine that I want to do for the week, and life happens. You can literally not plan for really anything, because anything could happen, and there's a break in my routine, I would feel so defeated. Like, I'd be so hard on myself. Like, oh, you didn't follow through with this, so you have to start all the way over again. Everything that you did in the past no longer counts. And while, yes, sometimes that is true, like if you're building a card of house and you knock it over, yes, you have to start all over again. And the work that you did do in the past doesn't really count, because you have no base anymore. But, and this is what's really, really important, is that when you rebuild that card house that you're building, as you were building it, you learned different ways that made it better for the cards to like stay balanced on top of each other. And what does that mean? When you go to rebuild that card house, you can do it faster and more efficient, and your card house will be more stable, right? So a really big thing for me is having that consistency, and when something breaks my flow, not giving up, which is something that I'm really, really, really bad about doing. So let's go through really quickly. What does goal setting and achieving mean for me? It means exactly what it sounds like. I wanted to sit down, and I did. I took a week off from work the last week of the year, and I sat down and I thought about what it was that I really wanted to focus on and achieve this year, and how I could go about doing that. What does goal setting look like for me? Well, that goes into what my goals are. So my goals this year really are, one, to be better with my finances and to do better with putting money away and saving and finding a balance, right? So basically, my coping mechanism had always been traveling. Whenever I would feel stressed and overwhelmed, I would travel. Then COVID hit and I couldn't go anywhere. So shopping, or Amazon shopping, then became a coping mechanism for me. So because of that, my finances since COVID have not been up to par. And so I really want to work on that. I really want to work on when I purchase something, it's not just on a whim, or it's not just because it's like in that moment I feel like I need it and then I'll use it for a little bit and not use it again. I really want to be intentional with my finances. I really want to look at things and be like, okay, this is something that I want, but is it a need? And do I need it right now? And will I still want this after a couple of weeks? I really want to be intentional about that. Another thing that I want to focus on is my health. I have really, really, really poor eating habits. Like, I do. I'm a once a day eater. I have been that way pretty much my whole life, and that is not good. I really want to get back on a schedule of having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because nourishing your body is so important. So I want to make sure that I'm on top of my health. I also want to be more active. I have always been a plus size girly, but your girl has always been active. I could chase you down. Oh, I could chase you down. I did cheerleading. I did dance. I did softball. My weight had never compromised my mobility, and it never compromised my activity. And I found that since COVID, I've had a really, really hard time with getting active again. And I really want to focus on my physical health. I also really want to focus on my mental health. I've realized that I stressed so hard last year for so many different reasons. I want to make sure that I'm not doing that this year. I have a very hard time with speaking my mind. I am definitely the kind of person that's like, you know what, I'll just walk away to avoid drama, to avoid confrontation. Not because I don't know how to handle confrontation. I just rather not. I choose my peace. And so I feel like because I had walked away so many times from situations to avoid things escalating, it made people in my life think that they can speak to me and treat me any way that they want and that I would allow it. And I found that I was like, I feel like when you shake a soda can and it's about to explode, that's how I was feeling. So a really big part of that is being able to be like, be honest with myself and be like, hey, I am not in the mood today. And that's okay. Which leads into something else that I want to work on with myself is giving myself grace. Being able to say, hey, I don't want to do this today. Or if there's a break in my routine, it's okay, because the break in my routine just puts something off a little bit, but it doesn't negate everything I've built. As I said before, I'm such a perfectionist and it makes it very hard for me to function sometimes. And I really want to intentionally be consistent and intentionally forgive myself. And if you are struggling with forgiving yourself because you feel as though the same way as me, oh my goodness, it was a break in my schedule and I've screwed up. Now I'm just a screw up in general. Don't do that. Forgive yourself. Allow that mishap to happen, because it's life. And I feel like as I am vastly approaching 35, your girl will be 35 in May. As I said in the first episode, I've really been struggling with that in the sense of in my personal life not being where I thought I would be at this age. But I also feel as though I'm very tired of certain behaviors that have been normalized for me. And I no longer want to tolerate those behaviors. So changing those things. So those are some major goals that I have set for myself: my finances, my physical health, my mental health, and giving myself grace. Then, you know, I talked about what happens when there's a break in your routine. So let's talk a little bit about my routine and what it is I want to do. I used to do bullet journaling. Bullet journaling when it was probably at its absolute height on YouTube, I started bullet journaling. And it was fun because it allowed me to be creative and let out my creative juices in the way that I organized myself. But then also the perfectionist in me, if something didn't look the way that I did, I would get frustrated and I just didn't want to do it anymore because it didn't look like what I wanted, right? So again, the perfectionist in me, the not giving myself grace. So something that I want to be intentional about is with my bullet journaling, take it step by step. I'm going to do 1 month at a time. I'm not going to like jump the gun and start planning for the next month. I want to take things truly step by step. And I feel like by doing that for me anyway, and if you're like me, this might help you. I feel like if we just take our time and not try to think too far in the future, it will allow us to have that space and that flexibility to try new things and to be okay with changes, right? So, like, it's January now. If I say, oh, in September, I want to talk about 9/11, but then September comes and so many things happen that I need to tell you guys about that I don't get an opportunity to talk about 9/11, I'm going to be stressed the F out, because I had already said in January that I was going to talk about 9/11. And I know for some of you who are listening to this, you might be, oh my God, girl, you're neurotic. But this is truly like how my brain operates. So for me, for part of my routine, it's getting back into my bullet journaling and taking it 1 month at a time. Sitting down, doing a 1 month calendar, marking down all the dates that I really need to focus on, whatever goals I have for that month, marking that down and meeting those goals. Okay, I really want that to be something that I intentionally work on. And it's something I do at night. And I'll be very honest, this week for work has been so chaotic that I have completely fallen behind on it. And that's really bad to say because we're only on week two, right? But that's life. That's life. It's going to happen. I'm going to fall short in different areas. So while I haven't sat down this week and really gone through my bullet journal and crossed off the things that I have completed every night for the day, it doesn't mean that I haven't done those things, and it doesn't mean that everything I've done for these first 2 weeks of the new year have been without merit, right? So that's one thing. Another thing that I want to get into routinely is taking my vitamins. I think we talked about this in another episode several seasons ago, I'm sure, at this point. I have a really bad vitamin D deficiency. My vitamin D is extremely low. And for females, vitamin D really deals with your hormone balance. It deals with your menstrual cycle. And if your vitamin D is too low, your hormones will be unbalanced and your cycle will be highly irregular. So that, what does that look like for me? Mood swings. Extreme lows where I don't want to get out of bed. And I struggled with having a vitamin D deficiency and not even knowing it for about 3 years before I was actually diagnosed with a vitamin D deficiency. I started taking my vitamin D supplements, and I swear to you guys, within a week of taking them, I felt normal. Like, we all have our normal, right? Like your natural default setting. And I, for 3 years, did not feel like me. I felt angry all the time. I felt moody. I wanted to cry. I had no idea why. Come to find out, I have a vitamin D deficiency, and vitamin D affects those things within us. Like, I did not know that. So I think part of the reason why I was so overwhelmed was because I had fallen off in 2023 with my vitamin D. So I want to make sure that in 2024, I stay on top of that. And it's so crazy because I can feel when my vitamin D is low based off of my moods. And I just really wasn't paying attention to my body towards the last half of 2023. So 2024, I'm not trying to do that. I want to be on top of my vitamins, my fish oil vitamin, my probiotics, my vitamin D, and my magnesium, right? I want to stay on top of those. And I'm very proud of myself because I have, stayed on top of those things. As for my physical journey, my goal is not to lose weight. I've also talked about this. I suffer from body dysmorphia. So if I choose to set out on a mission to lose weight and I don't see like results in what I feel is quick enough, or if there are results and I just can't see it, again, I give up. I just feel like, nope, I can't do this. So what am I doing with that? Part of my routine is I have to move my body for the month of January, 30 minutes a day, 30 minutes. Have I done the best job of that this week? No. Last week, met that goal, smashed that goal. This week, it was a harder week. Why? Because again, getting back into the workflow, one, into the new year, and two, having taken a week off of work, it was a lot. It hit really hard this week because now we're really playing catch up. And guess what? I'm allowing myself grace because you know what? I still moved my body more this week than I had been last year. And I am accepting that. Could I be this positive because my vitamin D levels are starting to go back up? Probably. But like, this is what we want. Like, so that's part of my routine too. Getting back into my faith with God. I know a lot of people don't realize that I am a believer. But I do believe in God, and reading my Bible is something that I was doing before, but fell off. And I think it's because the Bible plan that I was doing, sometimes felt really overwhelming. Like, it felt like a lot. And so getting back into it slowly. So for the month, again, and we're only working in month spurts. So for the month of January, in case you want to join in on this, I mean, I know we're on day 12 of January, but never too late. I am doing the book of Proverbs. I'm reading one chapter every morning, and I say my prayer. I wake up, I say my prayer, I do my one chapter, and then I begin my day. That's really, really important to me. What else is part of my daily routine? I really wanted to work on my gratitude. So I have like a little section of gratitude in my journal. Again, I haven't sat down and really focused on it because I feel like when I do sit down, I'm really tired, or I'd rather read a book after the day, or I'll be on Annie and Elise's lives on TikTok because I'm somehow part of book talk. Like, I don't even know. But yeah, so I haven't done the best job with that this week, but it's okay. But doing gratitudes, just doing gratitudes, really working on every day. And this is like an everyday thing that I'm making it a routine thing, not stressing out and getting so angry over things that I cannot control. I live in New York City. It's very congested. Sometimes people that move here are incredibly selfish. I've said in podcasts before that there's a difference between New Yorkers and people that move to New York. And people often think that, you know, we're rude because we're just from New York, but it's not that. It really is, because we're such a huge melting pot that you really don't know who is a native New Yorker and who moved here, you know, a couple of years ago. So just really doing breathing exercises when I feel myself getting really stressed out and overwhelmed with living in a major overpopulated city, doing my breathing exercises. That's something that I've really been working on. And also part of my routine, which again, I have not done just yet, but we'll be getting back into, is meal prepping. Part of what has been helping me eat better and more consistent for 2024 is, in fact, meal prepping and having an idea of what it is that I want to eat and kind of having it already there and ready and prepared for me. It makes my life easier. I now have a boyfriend. I'm now in a relationship, which I think I talked about in the first episode, but I now am in a relationship, and a big part of my routine now is my interaction with him and how I interact with him. So making sure that I'm showing up for myself daily and that I'm also showing up for him in the way that he needs for me to show up for him in our relationship. So whether that be communication, or whether that be words of affirmation, or whether that be hugs, whatever it is that he needs from me, making sure that I am able to meet those things. Something that he and I did at the very end of 2023 was we sat down, we had an honest conversation about what we needed from each other. Like, what do you need from me and what I needed from him for our relationship to thrive? And so we had a very honest and very blunt conversation about that. And now that's something that I've incorporated in my routine, is making sure that the things that he communicated to me that he needs, I am able to do for him. And I feel like 2023 was the straw that broke the camel's back of what the 20s of the 2000s have been, You know what I'm saying? Like 2020, we had COVID. 2021, we were still dealing with COVID and all of that. 2022 is when we really started to kind of get back to some sort of normalcy. And 2023, I feel like everybody lost their mofo mind. So I feel like 2023 for me was really the head of a lot of mental and physical hardships for me. So I went into 2024 saying, no, we are not going to continue this cycle. We are not going to continue this pattern. We have to make some changes. And what changes are going to work for me that are going to make things stick? And I think it was just really being honest with myself about being a perfectionist and being honest that when things don't go the way I have planned, I feel defeated and I feel like a failure. And therefore, it's easier to pull away than to keep going. So yeah, like that's my routine. It's just every day, keep trying. I was going to say every day I'm hustling. If you know, you know. Anyway, but yeah, just like every day, keep trying. Every day, showing up for myself in every way possible and being honest with myself. I think in a lot of ways I told myself some things that weren't necessarily true about myself. For example, whenever I'm feeling overwhelmed and stressed, I tend to pull away from people. And I pull away because, one, I really don't want to trauma dump on people. And, you know, I first learned what trauma dumping was in, I think, 2022. And I had to apologize to my best friend, Courtney, who, by the way, today is her birthday when I'm recording this. So happy motherfucking birthday to you, bestie. But I realized I was trauma dumping on her a lot. And when I read that in this, like, self-help kind of a book, I was like, oh man, like I don't want to be that friend. Like I don't want to be a friend where whenever she sees my call, she's like, oh my God, I don't want to talk to her. So I had apologized for doing that to her, but then it was like she was the person that I went to vent. So I just completely pulled back whenever I was feeling really overwhelmed and just really really over it. I would just pull into myself. I would stop talking to people. I would disappear from my socials. I wasn't showing up for myself, and I dang sure wasn't showing up for anybody else, because how can I show up for someone if I can't even show up for myself? How can I give from a well that is literally desiccated at this point? So it was actually her sister, Patsy, who brought it to my attention, where she was like, oh, you just stopped talking to me. And, like, in my mind, I didn't feel like we had stopped talking. Like, I felt like our communication was pretty normal, but she felt like I had stopped talking to her. And then I noticed that, like, the people on my book talk were reaching out to me, and they're like, hey, like, we haven't seen you. You haven't been, like, on social media. And I know you're probably thinking, Gigi, how could you not be aware of that? But, like, genuinely, I felt like by me going within myself, I was doing what was best for other people, by not trauma dumping and not being a Debbie Downer for them, because why should I bring other people down because I'm in a funk or in a rut? And I really realized that's not healthy either, and that I really have to figure out a healthy way of dealing with stress and emotions. And that was really just kind of like a trigger for me. So I feel like, you know, the end of 2023, I learned a lot. I learned that I put a lot of pressure on myself, and I don't have to. I don't owe anyone anything. No one owes you anything. And I put a lot of pressure on myself that I owe people stuff, because just because they said hello to me, like now I feel like I owe you, I don't know, like I owe you like 6 million gifts because you said hello. So just really finding that balance for me, and that's unpacking normalcies from childhood to teens to young adults, you know, young adulthood. So just honestly, I have a lot of goals. Well, I don't have a lot. I have a manageable amount of realistic goals that are achievable for myself in 2024, and I'm going to achieve them. But the way that I'm going to achieve them and the way that you'll be able to achieve them is to be able to say, to achieve something, sometimes you have to stumble. But you don't actually fail unless you give up. And I know that that's so cheesy to say, but like, I swear I didn't realize that until literally the end of 2023, where I was like, I never actually failed at the things that I said I wanted to do. I stumbled, and I allowed that stumble to stop me from doing things. And that's where the failure was. The failure was never in the stumble. The failure was actually in me giving up on myself. And I know that sounds cliche. And honestly, a lot of these cliche things no longer sound cliche when you get it. It truly becomes one of those, if you know, you know, kind of a vibes. So that is the goals and how we're going to achieve them in 2024. I have a Discord. I will put the link to the Discord in the description of the podcasts. So that way you guys can join the Discord. It's a great time over there. We talk about books, which is also something else I'm going to incorporate into these podcasts. We talk about Taylor Swift because you know my Swiftie babies. It's a grand old time, okay? We're having a gay old time. If you know the theme song, then you know the theme song. But that's what we're doing. We're showing up for ourselves in 2024, and we're doing that by saying, I'm not perfect, I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm not going to let those mistakes define who I am, and I'm not going to allow those mistakes to turn into failures. So that's what I'm doing. Let me know what you're doing, and yeah, I hope that this podcast and me sharing my experiences and what I struggle with resonated with you. And maybe this was a message that you needed to hear. Sometimes my honesty to myself is what other people need to hear. I love you guys so, so much. And I can't wait for us to talk next week. And next week, we will be discussing, let's go to our page in our bullet journal. Next week's topics is going to be boundaries and communication, which we did touch on a little bit with the boyfriend, but also we're just going to deep dive a little bit more into that. So with that being said, I will see you guys next week. Loves and likes ya. Bye-bye.
Good talk. See you next week.